ויהי בשלח פרעה יצאום ולא ינוחם אלי קים דרך ארץ פלישתים. Hashem didn't send them through the derech of through Plishtim. He carried them close by. Pen yinochim ha'om b'roitzem ulchom ha'vashov ha'mitzrayim. Maybe the Yidnu will have charot and will go back. Frek t'chad an ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the sneh told Moshe Rabbeinu that the Ezra Hashem afterwards tavdu es ha'elikim ala horazeh that they're going to have to go to Har Sinai to be makabal the Torah. That's where the sneh was, by Har Sinai. So, anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take them derech eretz plishtim. They have to go in another 49 days. They have to get to Har Sinai. Why does the Torah have to say, Kasha on the Torah, why does the Torah have to say the reason is, because Kikarevu, the reason is because they have to go to Har Sinai. And they frek the Chazanish. Efshir v'doichik, called the Nichnas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the cheshbonis. Part of the reason why Har Sinai was picked, because if they would go derech plishtim, they would maybe have Karota. Call the Atzim to the cheshbon. But the Har is Har. Apidrush, there's the pshat of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, Goyim also have Derech Eretz. They also have Klovim and rules, books, Derech Eretz. But you have to realize that Torah is not some of the Derech Eretz. Torah is more than that. Hashem doesn't send us through the Derech Eretz of the Polishtim. He doesn't give us the Goyish Derech Eretz. Even though Kikarivu, even though in one hand it might look similar to under a Klovim of Derech Eretz. They also have Ephesah Kibbet Av, they also have Ephesah Koras HaToyv and other Midois. When it comes to the Melchemes Hayetzer, the Shavu Mitzrayim, it's not going to work. The Derech Eretz, a Goyish Derech Eretz doesn't work. Memuz Gein Tzul Norma Tatoira, Barasi Yetzahara, or Barasi Tatoira Tavon. The Pasuk continues, V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Pasha Pshat, Chamushim means Mizuyonim, they went armed. Now, as they bring to Rashi, another Pshat Rashi said, Chamushim is one-fifth, Echad Mechamisha, because four-fifths die during Choshech. But the Pasha Pshat is that they were Mizuyonim, they were with arms. Why? Why do they have to go with arms? So the Rashbam says, because they had to make a Melchama. They didn't know they're going to be 40 years in the Midbar. They're on the way now to Eretz Canaan. They need to have weapons to go fight against the Canaanim. The Ramban says another pshat. Maybe they were worried to die. Maybe the Plishtim, the people that were living around, would maybe start off with them during their tkuf in the Midbar. And then the Ramban adds another pshat. They wanted to go out of Mitzrayim with arms, not to fight anyone else, but just dosalei. That they didn't leave Mitzrayim k'mo eved ha-bireach. They went out of Mitzrayim. They went out like Geulim, not Kedmus Avodim Shabireh. I saw in the Sfasem, he says, Chamushim, maybe it's Lashon of Chamishim. Geulas Mitzrayim is not just the Mitzvias that they went out. They were in the Memtes Shari Tuma, and they had to go up to the Memtes Shari Kedusha. That means that there was 50 levels of a Geula. Every level of it going higher up, another level, not in Tuma, is Nocha Geula. There was 50 Madregas of Geula. Chamushim, all of B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim. The Zoyar says, V'chamushim is Lashon of 50, because Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in the 50th Yovel. Every 50 years is Yovel, and the ultimate, the Geul of Mitzrayim, V'chamushim, is, right, Yovel is Dror, V'chol Ha'aretz, is freedom. The 50th, the 50th Yovel is the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Kasha is, that L'chayr of 50 times 50 is 2,500. And if anyone knows the Cheshbon of the history, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Pashtus was in the year 2448. Or maybe 2451, we might be off by a few years in the Cheshbon. I'm totally in a sugi and Avodah Zarah, that's that. Paddle it up over there. But it's Zichanat 2500, and the Zohar said it was the Yovel of the Yovel. So there's a beautiful pshat from a Meir Shapiro, Milablin. We know there's a Machloikis Tanoim, a sugi in Erechim, Machloikis Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Shnas Yovel Oyel Leminyan, or Shnas Yovel is not Oyel Leminyan. Rav Yehuda holds that Shnas Yovel is Oyel Leminyan for the next cycle. When it comes to year number 50, it's also the first year of the next cycle. And the Rabbanim say, no, Yovel is like its own category, Yovel. And then the year 51 is the first year of the next cycle. But if you don't know, year 50 is also year number one of the next cycle. Kumdachais, according to Rav Yehuda, Yovel is every 49 years. Because every year 50 counts as one, so Yovel comes out every 49 years. 49 times 50 is exactly perfect, 2,451. Rameh Shapiro adds, he says, there's a medrash that says that Vayar Hashem Chisor Leroy, Sor is Gematria 260, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a Havamina that maybe the Yidden have to stay in Mitzrayim for 260 years, not 210. Kaminyan Redu, but 260. Why 260? So there are those that say 260 is Shem Havaya times 10, the Aseret HaShvatim, where Pagay and the Shem Havaya, so 10 times 26 is 260. But Zog Rameh Shapiro, Al Fidarki, very Yishmak. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know if we go like Rav Yehuda or like the Rabbanah. Later Rabbanon, so Yovel is every 50 years, so the ultimate Yovel is in the year 2500, that comes the Cheshvan. If the Yidden stay in Mitzrayim another 50 years, 260, that's going to come out to the ultimate 250. That's it. So 260 will be the ultimate Yovel of Yovel. Now the emes is, we go with Rabbi Yehuda. And he's Moisif, there's another Knesh. There's another Medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can he please live another 2 years? Why another 2 years? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is 120 years, we know that the world is 6,000 years. 6,000 years of the world is 120 yovels. If you hold that every 50 years is a yovel. 50 times 120 is 6,000. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, we go with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds every yovel is 49 years. So the world is 122 yovels. So I should live 122 years a year for every yovel. So it's telling you that before. Now there's a chash of the idea to know, most Achroinim learn, and that's the pashtus of the Gemara in the Bavli, in the Sugin Erechim, that when Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 50th year counts as the first year, it means, like I explained, that Yovel is every 49 years. But in the Yerushalmi and Kedushin, it's Shtark Mavur, the Makar there, the Meshech Chochma talks about this in Parshas Bechukaisai, Parshas Bahar. It's Yitachin that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Yovel is every 50 years. When Rabbi Yehuda said that the first Yovel is the first year, it's like Abi the Cheshbon of Shemitah. Shemitah is every 7 years. Yovel is every 50 years. Now the Pashtus, it comes the year 50, so that's its own year, Yovel. And then we start a cycle again. The next Shemitah is the year 57, which is not a multiple of 7. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Yovel is taka every 50 years. Aber B'li Kesher, Shemitah is every 7 years. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're holding the Cheshbon, Shemitah and Yovel are not always that Yovel is the year right after Shemitah. Yovel is every multiple of 50 is Yovel. Every multiple of 7 is Shemitah. Sometimes Yovel is the year right after Shemitah. Sometimes Yovel is the year right before. Sometimes it's in the middle. And of course, every 350 years, Yovel and Shemitah coincide. So it comes out to Cheshbon. As always, Mefarshim in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi had the Halamina that an Eved Ivri should go out. It says, B'sheish Shonim Yavoy, U'vashviyat Yetze, the Yerushalmi has a Halamina, maybe it means to go out by Shemitah. Not every 6 years, but maybe it means that an Eved Ivri should work till Shemitah. Frek the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, how could you say a Halamina that an Eved Ivri go out by Shemitah? There's a pasuk that he goes out by Yovel. How could he go out by Yovel if he already went out by Shemitah? Like the Yerushalmi, like Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda, sometimes Yovel could come before Shemitah. It has no shaykes one to the other. You can sell an Eved Ivri at a certain stage when it could be that Yovel will hit you before Shemitah. But that's already going Zaytik. But that's b'chamushim all b'nei Yisrael, yes, and Zoyar, that the 50th year of 50 is Kriyas Yam, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, of course, we have here the Hemshech of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Kriyas Yamsuf, and there's a lot of riots I want to build up. Kriyas Yamsuf, on one hand, is a whole separate entity, but on the other hand, it's a chelik of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shviyash al Pesach, which commemorates Kriyas Yamsuf, is not a separate yontif. It's part of Pesach. It's part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We know Rashi in Shlach says, in the end of Parshas Shlach, why are there Shmoyna Chutim Shevet Tzitzis? It's the Parsha of Tzitzis over there, the end of Shlach. Connected the 8 days between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And all the Mefarshim ask, there's only 7 days between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So there's a lot of time to explain what Rashi means, that there's 8 days between Kriyas Yamsuf and Yitzias Mitzrayim. One of the basic Mahalchim that they go, it's a big Arichas, I don't want to go into it, is that when before Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden were on the Goyish calendar, they were on the Cheshbon of the Goyim. And by the Goyim, whenever it becomes night, whenever it becomes day, it's a new day. By in Klal Yisrael, every night becomes a new day. But by the Goyish calendar, it's that the day starts a new day. From Yud Dalit in the afternoon, when they started going to Yitzias, that's already counted as a separate day, and therefore by the time you get to the seventh day of Pesach, you have a Cheshbon of 8 days. Because the Yidden on Pesach transformed and turned into a Fakerta schedule of going with on the Yiddish calendar. That's an Arichas Dvarim, that's just the Shoyrish Adover can answer the Shmoyin Dechut of Shabbat Tzitzis. Akdomet the Kriyas Yamsuf is the famous Noyim Alimelech in Parshas B'Shalach. He wants to talk about the Inyan that Kriyas Yamsuf is about a tremendous Nais, Nais Goloi, of where he says a Moshel. He says, Marshall, there was once a painter that knew how to paint such pictures that looked mamish real. And one time he painted a picture of a horse, he worked on it for weeks and weeks, and it was so perfect, it was so real looking. And he put it out in the streets, and he watched from his window, and no one was in the spoil. He saw people walking by, they weren't in the spoil. They weren't in the spoil, I thought. such koichas that he put into it, it should look real. And he felt he had a big agus nefesh. And suddenly one of his friends was miyait and he told him, you don't understand. The people aren't the spool because they tend to think it's a horse. It's so real looking. So the affair in the gas. Nowadays you have to say it was a car. A horse in the street is, yeah, it's a phenomenon. But he said, they think it's a real horse. So the person went and he sliced the picture in half. He pushed it, sliced it in half. And then people hopped on, wow. They see that it's broken half. They see it's a picture. But it looks so real. Then they hopped their spinals. So he explains, the Rebbe Lemelech explains, a yam is like a gewaldic nes. The union of Teva, the koyach of a yam, what a yam is. And we see a yam, okay. Shine, tada yam. Men as man, the gates of the yam. Is matna brocha, the gates of the yam. What was the yam? The Eibush slices the yam in half, and that suddenly grows. Then we see that yam is also a nes. The nes, the concept, the nes goli is megala, a nes Teva. So the yidna going, the Omar Pari of Bnei Yisrael, Nefuchem Heim Ba'aretz. So Pari speaking to Bnei Yisrael, there is no Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi says, Va'omer Pari al Bnei Yisrael. He discussed, he was speaking with his advisors about Bnei Yisrael. But the Targum Yoinison says, Pasuk Gimel here, Va'omer Pari le'dotson va'aviram Bnei Yisrael, the Mishtayim of Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael means dotson of aviram. They stayed in Mitzrayim. They didn't want to go out. They stayed in Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, he asks, how come dotson of aviram weren't killed? It says that 4/5 of the Yidden were killed out. Why dotson of aviram weren't killed out? So he explains, they had a presumptive schus. It says that the shaitrim of the Bnei Yisrael, it says in Parsha Shmois, if the Yidden didn't fill their quota, the shaitrim used to get punished. The dotson v'avirim were those shaitrim. And they were punished, they were soibel because of Klal Yisrael. And they had a schus. And in that schus they were saved, and they weren't killed in Choshech. And not only that, he adds a tremendous zach. Dotson v'avirim obviously didn't go through a Kriyas Yamsuf. They were saved separately. They had their own nace of Atzalah, dotson v'avirim. They left Mitzrayim afterwards, the Targum Yoinison. And afterwards they had their own Atzalah. So the Yidden are stuck here, they don't know where it's going to be, and they're going into the water, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu promises them in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki asher re'isem es Mitzrayim ayoyim, lo yisoy sifin l'roisem oy da'ad olam. You're never going to see them again. Never again. There's the famous tshuva of the Noid of Yehuda, Ma'isa Shehoya, that two brothers were partners in business also for many years, and one time they got into a fight, and it's not a fight, they mamash, a shrekel argument they got into, and one of them made a nether, he's never going to look at his brother's face again. And Kachava, they separated ways, and for many years they had no contact. And then one of the brothers died, and of course, Alpialocha, the other one sat Shiva. And in the middle of the Shiva, or maybe he was even right away at the beginning, he wanted to go to the Levaya. And he had his matzpun, he started feeling bad, maybe he should go. But he wanted to know if he can go to the Levaya. He made a neder that he's never going to see his brother's face. So there was a whole masumata and poischim, maybe it's a Pesach, he wouldn't have known. Had he known, he would have never done. B'chulei, sugin, mataris, the dark. So the Noid Yehuda said, it's not a problem. If the brother's not alive, it's not nechla. Chodesh Baruch Hu gave a haftacha. Asher re'isim es Mitzrayim ayoyim, lo yisai sifu l'roisam oy dad oylo. And we know it says in the Pesach and in the Medrash, more meforish, that the Mitzrayim was spit out of the Yamsuf after the Kriyas Yamsuf. And every Yid would go over and say, this is the one that I suffered under. This is the one I suffered under. Every one of them saw the Mitzrayim. So you see that they saw them. I have this Baruch Hu was mafdich at the pasuk. Lo yisem al adi oylok. Vice when they're dead, it's different. And he was matir the person to go to his brother Levi. So we have here a kriyas yamsuf. Ayibaku amayim. The water split. There's a famous medrash pliya. Rabbi Nissen Aibish talks about it. The Chanukah Satoyer and others. The medrash says, we know it says in Tehillim. We say it in Hallel. Hayom roa vayonos hayar din yisem la'achar. Ma roh hayam, hayam roh vayonis. What did the yam see? Bright to the Rabbi Shmuel. It's just in the Medrash. Ma roh hayam, bright to the Rabbi Shmuel. What's kind of name? So Rabbi Yonatan Aibish, it says, the Medrash says that the yam didn't want to split. The yam said, why should I split for the Yidden? Halalu waib the Avoy Dezora. Halalu waib the Avoy Dezora. Why should I split for them? And the answer back was, the Yidden did Shuvah. And that's why they deserve to be split for them. So the Shaila is, how do you know the Shuvah is accepted? By a Benoyach, the Yidden are, there's no Matan Torah yet. How do you know there's a Chiddush of Tshuva by a Benoyach? The Yidden are still in the status of a Benoyach. So the Torah says, I have a right. Yishmael did Tshuva l'besoif yomav. How do we know his Tshuva was accepted? We never give people names based on a Russia. And we know there are Tanoim, Amiroim, Brisa, there are Yishmael. Why do they give him a name like Yishmael? Must be Yishmael's Tshuva was accepted. Ma roh hayo, Brisa, there are Yishmael. He accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer that the Yidden did Tshuva. There's another Nusach. Similar idea. The Yamzer, I don't want to split. Hey, hello, the wife there by the Zorah. Hello, the wife there by the Zorah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but they were oinus. The Yidden were oinus. They were Mitzrayim. They were Machmas oinus. And that's their excuse. Shaila is, who cares if it's Machmas oinus? Avay the Zorah is one of the Gimel of Eretz Chamuris, the Arad Val Yavar. There's no Heder on Avay the Zorah. But if you know the Sugin Sanhedrin of Samaches, Rabbi Yishmael argues, Rabbi Yishmael holds there's no Yarad Val Yavar on Avay the Zorah. Can't wait for a Tzicha and give you a right. He agrees. It's a big tumult. But Avay the Zorah, he holds, no, there's no Yarad Val Yavar. So Marayam, Bryce of Rabbi Shmuel, she is that there's no Yarad Val Yavar and Avay the Zorah. So there's a good excuse that the Yidden were noinous, that they first split. Actually, one woman, Alech, I saw, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hayom Rav Ayonis, Hayardin Yisei Locha. So the Yam made a Kalvachoyber, Mandach, the Yardin split. For Yehoshua was only a Talmud. Certainly I should split from Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Rav. So the Yam made a Kalvachoyber from the Yardin. Kalvachoyber is one of the Midah Sheba Torah, there's a Bryce of Rabbi Shmuel, some people say it in the morning. Bryce of Rabbi Shmuel, if you're going to meet us, one of them is Mikalvachoyber. So the Yam saw the Bryce of Rabbi Shmuel, he made a Kalvachoyber, Taka. Hayom Rav Ayonis, Hayardin Yisei Locha. So they go through the Yamsuf. The Soy Chayom by Abosha. By Abosha is Rosh Hashanah is B'yud Beis Shvimom Heviyum. That the Yam split into 12 different sections. Each Shevet went through separately. And they say, Od Yosha. The Magen Avraham in Simin Samach Zayin, he paskins, there's a halacha, Mrs. Esay Deraita, of course, to say, Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. The Pasuk we're Yoytah because we say Kriyashma, we say Vayoymer, we say Emes V'yatid, Ezra. We talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, by night, twice a day, mitzvah. Mitzvah says there, right? Zohar, Sim Tzeisvah. Zog the Magen Avraham, if a person doesn't say Kriyashma, but he says Oz Yoshir, he's also Yoytah the mitzvah. By saying the parsha of Oz Yoshir, you're also Yoytah the mitzvah. There's no din specifically which parsha to say. The person says in English and he discusses about Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's Yoytah. So Zog the Magen Avraham, in Simen Samach Zayin, if you say Oz Yoshir, you're Yoytah. As I state in Aloch in Simen Samach Zayin, the Magen Avraham. In the Hakoyis Chasam Sofer on Shulchan Aruch in Simen Samach Zayin, the Chasam Sofer argues. He says, "Ani choichech b'zel hachmir." In Oz Yoshir, we don't mention Yoim Seif from Eretz Mitzrayim. We don't say the day. We talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. We talk about 7 days later, but we don't talk about the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And also in Shulchan Aruch in Hakoyis Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the new Shulchan Aruch, the Goyis Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down. He brings down from his Edim, the Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Mipressburg. But he brings it down from a tshuva. He says, "V'chotni agoyin Rav Moshe out as in Pressburg." I understand agoyin Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva hanitvas b'sefer Yama Talmud. He doesn't quote agoyin Chasam Sofer. Rabbi Kiveger Shulchan Aruch didn't have agoyin Chasam Sofer. It had agoyin Rabbi Kiveger, but it didn't have agoyin Chasam Sofer. But he quotes the Chasam Sofer in tshuva. And Rabbi Kiveger also says, "V'shem chotni the Chasam Sofer." That first of all, Rav Yosha doesn't say yoyin seisra. Also, he quotes a medrash that you have to mention Makas Bechoyrus. Part of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is Ma'akas Zokar B'Kvei Achidus Levino. You have to mention Makas Bechoyrus. And in Oz Yoshi, there's no mention of Makas Bechoyrus. So say to Amachloikis, the Magen Avraham says, you yoytze Yitzias Mitzrayim by mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Chasam Sofer. And the Rebbe Kvei Achidus, no, it's not Yoyin Seischa. They're having a Bikuach. Is Oz Yoshi, is Kriyas Yamsuf part of Yitzias Mitzrayim? L'maisa. It says, "Vayoyisha Hashem, Vayoyim Ha'u, Et Yisrael Miad Mitzrayim." What's Vayoyim Ha'u? The day of Kriyas Yamsuf. That was finally the salvation. Vayoyisha Hashem, Vayoyim Ha'u. Vayoyisha that Kriyas Yamsuf is a direct connection. Maybe that's Chan of the Morgan Avraham. I would add a connection. What's the Pshataka? Vayoyisha Hashem, Vayoyim Ha'u. They escaped 6 days earlier. 7 days, 8 days, like Rashi. I once saw Pshat. Eved Sheborach. Chayim lahashlam. If an Eved runs away, he's still chayim to be mashlam. But Eved sheborach umeis adoinoi, and the master dies, then it's, you don't have to be mashlam to the Yerusha if you weren't under the adoin at that time. So when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was borach. Oh, but they're still chayim lahashlam. Pashas, they only went back for 3 days. That was the original excuse. Over after Misa, when the Mitzrayim were killed by Kriyas Yamsuf, that's Eved sheborach umeis adoin. Eved sheborach umeis adoin. That's the culmination of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Magen Avraham holds that the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Actually, you can be mice of a connection that this Machlokes Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiveger has maybe earlier. I always give an example. The Prashas Drachim, he discusses the Shaila if the Ovid have a din of a Ben Noach or a din of a Yisro, and he makes it a Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Achroinim, then he proves that it's maybe a Machlokes Tanoim, and finally he comes out, that's his whole pilpul Tzidua, that the Machlokes Yosef and the brothers, Kufu was, that he didn't have a din of a Ben Noach or of a Yisro. We spoke about it other times. I want to clarify this machlokes Magen Avraham and Rav Kirk also goes earlier. Because it's Baruch Hu says I have to give the Yidden Bizas Mitzrayim. Why? Shalayoymar I say Zokain, so Avraham Avinu shouldn't come with Tainus. The Avodim V'inu Oysam Kayim Behem. The Achrei Ken Yetzer Rechosh Godel Loi Kayim Behem. Avraham Avinu is going to come with Tainus, so I have to give them the Biza. Fetzich Neshayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Haftah, he's going to give us a Biza. The only reason he has to keep his promise is because Avraham Avinu is going to come with Tainus. So the Groh is Masvir, that the Emes, the Yidden got Biza by Kriyas Yamsuf. They got Biza by Kriyas Yamsuf. And when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achrei Ken Yetzer Rechosh Godel, can mean the one of Kriyas Yamsuf. But maybe Avraham Avinu is going to come with a Taina. Kriyas Yamsuf, that's not Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. I was like Rabbi Kveger. That's something else. You promised them visa by Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides the visa of Kriyas Yamsuf, had to also give them visa by Mitzrayim itself. Why? Shalayoyim HaRai Tzayzokein. Avraham Avinu shouldn't come with Taina. The Avtok of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to give them visa by Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim is Miskayim. By Kriyas Yamsuf he gave. The Emes is right to that. It says in Bereishis, Asher Yavdun. Vagam es Agoy Asher Yavdun Don Anoichi. I'm going to punish them. Va'achrei Ken Yetzu Bechush Godel. Zok Targan Yoinasin over there. Don Anoichi is the 250 Makis of Kriyas Yamsuf. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's 250 Makis. Va'achrei Ken Yetzu Bechush Godel. So the Atok of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achrei Ken Yetzu Bechush Godel was the Kriyas Yamsuf one. But after Avraham Avinu is going to say, I want the Yetzias Mitzrayim one also. That's why he had to give them then also the Biza. But we see this because it's Kriyas Yamsuf, a chelik of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk continues, pasuk beis, in the shira, zek heli v'anveyu, ala kei avi v'arimenu. Chazal Darsh and Rashi brings, roa ta shifcha ala yom, masher leiroa chesky, leiroa nadim. A shifcha even. Where is the meduik in Rashi? We're talking about a shifcha. There's a cute shot. Zek heli v'anveyu, ala kei avi v'arimenu. Klal Yisrael said, ala kei avi v'arimenu. Because they have ala kei avi, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Over a shifcha, again, they don't have ala kei avi. So the zek heli is going on there. The first half of the pasuk, Zek Eli Manveyu is a shifcha. The safer is only Kay Avi Varimenu is Kai Yisrael Tzav. But Ross a shifcha layom, there's a famous verse from Chaim Shmulevitz. Ross a shifcha layom as Leiron Avim. There was a tremendous isgalus of Nevuah. But she remained a shifcha. She remained a shifcha. Because it wasn't with Amelus. She had a hatsog of Nevuah. But it wasn't with Amelus. So she had that hatsog, but then it went through the madrega of a shifcha. A Novi works on his madrega. I saw Rabbi Yeruchim in Das Torah explain. What's this Indian that by Kriyas Yamsuf there was a Gevaldik Hizgalus? Gevaldik Hizgalus, Rosh Hizchal Yamas Leroh. In certain levels, maybe more than Mount Tyre, there were certain Mustogim, Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is a Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael to get through, to escape, and the Mitzrayim should drown. Why is it important that there should be Hizgalus? What does that have to do with it? So he explained that's the Ikar of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Ikar of Kriyas Yamsuf is that Klal Yisrael was set on a very high Matrega of Hizgalus. That was the Ikar Matar of Kriyas Yamsuf. In such a matter, when Klal Yisrael is mamish on such a high madrega, farshteitach, from them come to Allah Atzolus, the Mitzrayim will drown, you'll be saved, there will be shvilim, you'll be able to go through. Alf, come to us from them. The Ikar is the Isgal. Kodesh Baruch Hu is miraris, koi shamayim. And Klal Yisrael comes to special madregas of Asodis and Elikius. From there comes the whole Atzolus. Kriyas Yamsuf is the Tzitzah. The Tzitzah for all Kriyas Yamsuf is the Isgal as Alein. Adoy is Masber of Yeruchim. Pasuk continues, Pasuk Ches. Over Ruach HaPecha, Ner Mumayim. Ner Mumayim is what the Targum says, Chakim Mumayim. There was a Chochma. Ner Mumayim means piled up. But the Targum says, Chakim Mumayim. There was a Chochma. What was the Chochma in the water? Where's the Chochma? So I always, over the years, I try to add something to this. What's the Chochma in the water? First of all, there was a Chochma that the Yam knew when to stop, Havdalah, when the Yidden were finished and when the Mitzrayim left, that it should go back down. That's a Chochma. Also, it says that the Mitzrayim went down in different madrigas. Yechleimu kakash, yordu kamoi evan, solu kai feris. Rashi brings down, it depends which madriga they were. A very bad Mitzrayim was like a kash, he was a Russia. So a straw takes a long time till he drowns. It goes up and down and up and down till he drowns. Evan is another madriga. Oi feris is going quickly down. I feel the ksherim shev Mitzrayim, haroi yes moichem. I always declare, it's taka only three madrigas. Can't find even more than three Madregas. Every Mitzri, based on his Madrega, went down. It doesn't just mean Evan. In Evan itself, there could be a lot of Madregas. Can't find in Kash and Eferes Osana. Even if not, Evan itself has many Madregas. The Yam knew every Mitzri exactly. Mamash, there was a din over here. The Gvalik Chochma in the Mayim, that every single Mitzri, based on his Madrega, drowned, could see how much he deserved. Boy, from Tilpul, the Pshatim we said before, Ma Ra Hayom, Ra Brais Rabbi Yishmol. Solomon Kaiferis, the Mayim Adirim. Mayim Adirim means strong waters, or Mayim Adirim means that the strong Mitzrim drowned in the water. And Mishnah Berurah Paskins in Simin Nun Aleph says Katan Yudzayin that Adirim goes on the Mitzrim. You have to make a hefsek. So like Kaiferes B'Mayim, who the Adirim, the strong Mitzrim, not that the water was strong. At the end of the shiur, you have the pasuk Kivos Hus Paroi the Rechboi Parosh Vayom. There's a big machlokes Rishonim. Of course, the shiur starts with the word Oz Yasher Moshe. That's the beginning of the shiur. What is the end of the shiur? Is the end of the shiur Hashem Yimloch Vayom Voed? Or is the end of the shiur Kivos Hus Paroi? Is that pasuk Kivos Hus Paroi part of the shiur? What's the nafkamina? Halacha Lamais. In a Sefer Torah, you have to write the Shira in a Tzura of a Shira. It's a special Tzura, how you write the words of a Shira. It's not written like a regular straight line. It's written in a special Tzura, like a Shira. Ariyach Agavim Levein. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. In a Sefer Torah, do you write just to Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Voed, or do you write also the Pasuk of Kivos Hus Paroi? It's also Negei in Halacha Lamais in Hilchas Pesuka de Zimra. In Pesuka de Zimra, we're supposed to say the Parashah of his Yoshev. What should we say till? Should we just say till the pasuk Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Voed? Or should we also say the pasuk of Kivos Hus Paroi? The Maaseh, the Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra over here, the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah, that Kivos Hus Paroi is part of the Shira. The Ramban says it's not part of the Shira. There's other Rishonim. Someone showed me a Rashi in Gittin, that Sadi. Rashi in Gittin, the Gemara there says that Ki has four meanings. The word Ki could have four meanings. Gemara in a few places. And Rashi gives examples, a big Rashi, where ki means certain meanings. And he wants to say that sometimes ki could mean because of. And Rashi explains, kibos was parai because of that, so beautiful batikach miriam hanaviyah. Goes on the next pasuk. According to Rashi, kibos was parai shenema was not part of the shira. It's hakdama to the next pasuk, which is a very big chiddush. The next pasuk is a separate parsha. It's a pay, it's a new parsha. But as of Rashi and Gittin Dapsadi, kibos was parai and therefore batikach miriam hanaviyah. The Shaalo comes Halacha Lemaisa, the Machtes HaShekel in Arachayim, in Simin on Aleph. He says he checked various Sefer Torah. Some Sefer Torah write Kivos Hus Paroi like a Shira, some don't. He says, Avad, really, we should pass like the Rambam, that Kivos Hus Paroi is part of the Shira. But he ends up with the Ha'ara. We say, Hashem Yimlech Lo'olam Voed, two times. People think, oh, Hashem Yimlech Lo'olam Voed is like Kabbalah's Malchus, we say it twice. The reason we say it twice is because since it's the last pasuk of the Shira, you should say it twice. Fret the Machta Shekel. If Kivos Hus Paroi is the last pasuk of the Shira, so we should say that pasuk twice. We should say Hashem Yimloch once, and we should say Kivos Hus Paroi. The reason we say Hashem Yimloch twice is not the culmination of Malchus. It's because it's the last pasuk. If we pasuk and look at the third, that Kivos Hus Paroi is the last pasuk, so we should also say Kivos Hus Paroi twice, not Hashem Yimloch. I also want to put it right, Rabbeinu Bachaya says, Barichas, that there's 18 pasukim in the Shira. Kivos Hus Paroi is pasuk Yutes. And that's, of course, I'm thinking now, Oz Yashir is not the first pasuk of the Shira. Maybe Oz Yivizimra's Ka. That's not the Pashtas. We have to check. Now they come tomorrow. Shom Som Loi Chayku Mishpat. In Mora, the Yidden were given certain mitzvahs. Shabbos, Kibbut Ave'im, and Dinim. As I state in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that's involved. They were given Esther mitzvahs in the Stav of Amor. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, they were read at Stav in the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, plus Shabbos, Kibbut Ave'im, and Dinim. Now there's a little bit of horror. It says they were given 10 mitzvahs. The Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, plus Shabbos, Kibbut Ave'im, and Dinim. Dinim is one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. How do you have 10? Gemara says there was 10. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, Shabbos, Kibbut Ave'im, and Dinim. Dinim is twice. Maybe there's different kinds of Dinim. Esher. The Ramban Shiti is that Kibbut Ave'im is two separate mitzvahs. And the Achronim asked on the Ramban, it says here that they were given three mitzvahs in Mara Shabbos, Kibbut Ave'im and Dinim. Maybe Kibbut Ave'im counts as two, but Dinim gets cancelled out on one of them. The great Chiddush Pasha that says Sheva mitzvahs in Erech plus another three. Shabbos, Kibbut Ave'im and Dinim. The Chlichem, the answer for the Ramban, Gora Pilpul, he says that the Tnei Matan Torah, there was only a Chiv of Kibbut Aim, there was no Chiv of Kibbut Av. Because Kibbut Av is only based on Roiv. There was no Roiv before Matan Torah. So you mechayiv techayiv to be mechabed your mother. And also your father, because it's your mother's husband, but not because it's your father. So there was no Kibbut Av before Matan Torah. So it's only Kibbut Aim. It's Chadushim. The problem is Rashi says Shabbos para aduma v'dinim. So there are those that say that it was a mistake. Rashi had written kaf aleph, and someone thought it's pay out and turned it into para aduma, because the Gemara in it says Shabbos kibbut aveim v'dinim. The problem is that Rashi mishpatim says everything. He says Shabbos kibbut aveim para aduma v'dinim. And zikr doesn't stem with the Gemara. Now we're talking the remnant that these mitzvahs were given. So I assume choik is para aduma. Mishpat is dinim. Where's the remes for kibbut av and Shabbos? There's no remes. But in Aseres Adibrit it says kasher tzivi sicha by Shabbos, and by kibbut av it says kasher tzivi sicha. Obviously the kasher tzivi sicha is going on kibbut av, Shabbos. Then comes the big sugya, the parsha of the month. Hinani mamtel lechem lechem in hashamayim. We know that the medrash came out of Gemara Yuma, the Gemara, it's mavura, that the month would taste like anything you wanted. Anything you wanted the month to taste like. Now I always had a kasha. It says that the mon was kitzapiches bidvash. The mon tastes like anything you wanted. What does it mean that it was kitzapiches bidvash? It tastes like anything you wanted. So at first glance, you say, when you didn't think of anything, so then it tasted like vash. However, to do it is a famous mice with the Chofetz Chaim, that they asked the Chofetz Chaim, ad manish getracht, if you didn't think, so what did the mon taste like? So the Chofetz Chaim said it for us, and it's the Yesod in Gantz Levin. If you do things without thinking about it, you don't put leg to it, it doesn't have any taste. And there's a lot of depth to this. But the point is, he says that if you didn't think, it didn't have a taste. So when did it say that the mon tasted like dvash? So you could say, when you wanted the mon to taste like mon, then it tasted like dvash. That's what mon tastes like. You can taste whatever you want. But when you want it to taste like mon, so mon tastes like dvash. And I have declared them all. But I found yesterday the real terrace. The Medrash says that the mon tasted like anything you wanted. The Medrash Rabba for Nart. The Medrash says, it says in the Pasuk, Paiseach es yodecho umazbiya l'chol chai rotzoin. In fact, the Medrash should say, Paiseach es yodecho umazbiya l'chol chai mozoin. What does it mean, mazbiya l'chol chai rotzoin? So the Medrash, this Pasuk is going in the times of the mon, that the mon tasted whatever you wanted, rotzoin. And that's why some Yisrois, we say this Pasuk in benching, because the first bracha of benching is based on the mon. That was when they were masakin it. So it's going on the mon. We have in mind, Mesbiel Chochai Rotzoin. Not nowadays. Nowadays it tastes like. Then it was Mesbiel Chochai Rotzoin. Continues the Medrash. Loichasar to Dovar. The Medrash brings a machloikis. One man, the Omer, says, only if you spoke out what you wanted it to taste like. And the other Medrash says, no. Rav Abba says, even if you only thought about a certain thing. And then the Medrash continues, this is what I want. The Medrash has a triple steer. Kostavechadoimer, mantel lechem lechem in Hashemayim. Kostavechadoimer, kitzapiches bidvash. How do you spin? Because the month tasted like anything you wanted. So for Bachrim it tasted like lechem, for Zakenim it tasted like dvash, and for Tinoikas it tasted like shemen. Instead, if you thought about lasagna and this, that also a vada. If we're talking about the Dora Midbar, you could have. But what's the event for Emes? Bachrim thought about lechem. That's the standard thing they thought about. Zakenim with dvash, and Tinoikas with shemen. So this is the makar of the medrash, that the concept that it tastes like anything you want is gufa, because it says dvash, shemen, and lechem. That's the three basic things that it can taste like. Now, of course, it's a big shaila that we're showing them talk about in Achroinim. What bracha did they make on the mon? It's the first gemara in bracha taf memches that they made a bracha achroinim birchas hamotzei. It says that they were mitzak in birchas hamotzei, the first bracha, birchas hazon. They made that takana by the mon. But which bracha did we showing did they make? So the Sefer Chassidim brings down from the Ramami Panu that they made a bracha ha-moyitzi lechem in ha-shamayim. I saw an other farm says they b'chalal didn't make a bracha. Also, the honey from the oil ma'zeh will be bracha. It's from the oil ma'zeh. The mother is some kind of bracha, you think a thing. No bracha at all. Another mahalach I saw, they had a whole masu matan. It's mezoinus, it's pasav ha-bekisnin. If you're mekaveyasu, they're not keveyasu. The ganze geshef, if it's mezoinus, or maybe ha-moyitzi. On the other hand, I saw Chaim Kanevsky holds his atzad. If the mon tasted like whatever you wanted, and there's a machloikis in the Gemara Yuma that I hey, if it only had the tam, or it even had the mamoshes. But if it even had the mamoshes and the tam, so the bracha you would make is whatever it tasted like, whatever you thought it should taste like, that's the bracha you made. If you thought bread, it's a moisa, you thought a drink, it's a charcoal, a fruit, it's an egg, whatever you thought, that's what it tasted like. But then there's a shaila. If you thought about meat, it was takafleshik. If you thought about a macholas asuris, it would turn into macholas asuris, or it wouldn't turn into macholas asuris. And if it would, so it tasted like chazer. You were over chazer. Another shaila about the mon. Is the mon chameshes mine dogon? It says that they made a brichas hamozen. It says they made brichas hamozen. Is it taka from the chameshes mine dogon? There's a mice in the chay adam. The chay adam has a shayla. If you grow wheat in a plant, in a otet, she'eni nokam. Huh? In a flower pot. You grow wheat in a flower pot and you make bread from it. So he says, you don't make hamoiti lechem in ha'aretz. You make mezoinus. But you're going to make a birchas hamozin. And there's a cloud. Anything you make a birchas hamozin on, you have to make hamoiti. How could that stick? So he says, it's not shver. By the mon, they didn't make hamoiti. He names on. And they make brechas hamozin. So you see, you could have something that you don't make hamoiti, but you make brechas hamozin. So the stechem in August, he says, no, the lashon of the Gemara is, kol she mevorech olav sholish brochas, lach roina, mevorech olav hamoiti, bavishoina. By mon, they didn't make three brochas lacharav, there was no takoni yet of three brochas, they only made the first brocha. So by mon, it could be that there's no hamoiti in the beginning, but there could be three brochas at the end, one brocha of brechas hazor at the end. But nowadays, that wheat from a flower pot, you make all three brochas, about it has to be hamoiti at the beginning. Al kopan zichr on the mon, they made a birchas hamozai. The first bracha. We don't know about hamoiti, that's a tumor, but birchas hamozai they made. Is it taka chameshes minei dogon? The Ritva in Kedushin that Lamed Zayin has a nidin if you could use the mon for matzah. In that first year they went out of Mitzrayim. Did it have a din of matzah? Matzah has to be from the chameshes minei dogon. Is it taka chameshes minei dogon or some kind of new thing? Not if you thought it should taste like an apple. I'm talking if you ate a taka as mon. It has a din of chameshes minei dogon. And you yoit the matzah. So one issue is it chameshes minei dogon? There's another shayla. Matzah has to be gidulim in ha'aretz. The mon is gidulim in ha'aretz. Didn't grow from the ground. The Sifurna says in Pasuk Chof Zayin that on Shabbos it was also to take the mon because they had to be malakit the mon. They had to uproot it from the karka. It fell from Shemayim, but then it was attached to the ground. It was chilul Shabbos to uproot it from the karka. It's gidulim in ha'aretz. That's always up to Sifurna. Then there's another problem, a third issue. We have chameshes mini dog and we have gidulim in ha'aretz. Matzah is only something that can come to chavetz. That's the cloud. Only a thing, a 5 minute that could come to chametz can be matzah. The mon, if you thought it should be chametz, would turn into chametz? The Achrayim Mamasupik if it would turn into machol or fasuris. In the middle of the year it would turn into chametz, but on Pesach it wouldn't, maybe. And that matzah that can't turn into chametz, roof the chametz. Another child is that it's matzah ashira. It's ketapiches bidvash, so it's matzah ashira. It's not lechem oini. Another problem is matzah needs shmira. You have to watch it shouldn't come to chametz. There's no shmira on money, but there's no tzaddik going to come to chametz. And actually, there's another thing also, there's a din of matzah haroyah l'shiva. There's a din matzah haroyah l'shiva. The money wasn't royal l'shiva because it would not fall down. Every day it would get used up. The time I get the pichas bedvash, fret to going, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Dvash is echad mishishim sheva money. The Gemara says there's five things that are echad mishishim. One of them is dvash is 1/60th of mon. Here it says the mon tasted like dvash. Doctor Guy, no, v'taim like it's a piches dvash. We know that the klal of nois and tam, 1/60th of something is nois and tam. Less than 1/60th is batel b'shishim. There's no tam. Up to 1/60th is a tam. V'taim like it's a piches dvash. The nois and tam of mon, the 1/60th of the mon is kitzapiches dvash. Poof like that. The Gemara, the pasuk is saying mefarish. The tam of the mon is kitzapiches dvash. Now the mon was given to the Yidden in the Midbar, but then there was kacht and senes achas lemishmeres l'doreisechem. There was a din that the mon was given l'doreis. They had to keep one jar of mon always in the Beis Hamikdash. It reminded us of emuna. Vayomer b'nei Yisrael, mon hu is the oisius of emuna. The mon is the biggest sign of emuna. You could be in the Midbar, Hashem will throw down bread from the Shemayim. And this mon of Adas Roichel Ruchni, which gave koiches and ruchnius, it was a hachon of a mountain toyer b'chlau. Sasach and yonim. But the mon hu. It's a gevaldik adik. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisoydi Atayra, Perek Ches, Alocha Aleph. He has a whole arichas, but what his point is, Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael, didn't believe in him, Stamazoy, because he did Moifsim. That's not why they believe in him. The reason he did the Moifsim is because we needed the Moifsim. The reason that we believe is because it was a Matan Torah and he had a whole arichas. But he says, Moshe Rabbeinu's Moifsim was only because we needed them. But his lashon is, Kores Hayom, Hitzmilan B'toychoy, and then he says, So Rachnu Lamazan, we needed food, so he gave us mon. Samu, they were thirsty. Bokal and Esa Evan. Kafra Behem Koirach, so he opened up the Adama. He said there were certain things that they needed. But it's very interesting. By the mon, it says Tzarachnu l'mozon. We needed mozon. Tzarachnu was us. The next time, he keeps on going. Some, they were thirsty. So what the Dora Midbar? They were thirsty. They needed help. They needed this. They needed this. By mon, it says the only one. It says some sorch Tzarachnu l'mozon. We needed Tzarachnu l'cha. Sorch. Not sorchu. It should have said sorchu l'mozon. Some ule. Mine. It says Tzarachnu. The mon is not just for the Dora Midbar. The mon is l'doyrus. Cast and send us mon, and give it l'doyrus. Give it l'doyrus. In Dayenu also there's a dig. Ilu sipek tzarkenu b'midbar arvom shona dayenu. I would throw him in the midbar for 40 years. And then ilu hechilonu es hamon. It doesn't say ilu hechilonu es hamon arvom shona b'midbar. Hechilonu es hamon is l'doyrus. Captain senes echos. You have to know there's a shower of chayim. That's why the Ram doesn't bring it. In Tevra mitzvah, it's a din. It's l'doyrus. It's a mitzvah. Captain senes echos. It's a din. Captain senes echos. You have the parsha of Amalek at the end. Of course, when we read the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, Parshas Zohar, we lay Parshas Kisavai. But you could also be Yotze, Zokta Morgan Abram, when you lay this parsha. We lay it on Purim. Here's also the parsha of Amalek. And it's a big machlokes in the Paiskin. The Mishaburah argues, he says, no. It doesn't mention over here Melchemes Amalek. It says, Kimochay Emcha Zechar Amalek, but it doesn't say that you have to go out and kill them and fight against them. It just mentions the etzem idea of Amalek. It doesn't talk about the Melchama. And you have to therefore dafkalein parshas kisavon. I once heard a heter. Noshim achayiv in zechiras amalek or not is a big machlokes. And a lot of them are machmer to go here on zechir amalek on Shabbat. They make a separate minyan before mincha against the shem. Lachora they go on Purim to hear the Megillah, and on Purim they'll hear vayavi amalek. Problem is vayavi amalek is a machlokes if you yotze. But you can say a shein achab. Noshim are avadi yotze when they hear parshas vayavi amalek. What the fact that Noshim are potter from Zechiras Amalek? Zok the Lechinuch, the history that they're potter. Because since it's a din of the Melchama, so they're potter. The tzad to argue on him is to say, no, it's a separate mitzvah of mentioning Amalek, not of the Melchama. So Mamonashach. If you have to mention the Melchama also, and you have to dafklein kisavai, so it's a din of the Melchama, Noshim are potter. If it's a separate mitzvah of mentioning Amalek, so it's lav dafka din in Melchama, so then Noshim could be yaitzi, even with Parshas Vayavai Amalek. So Mamonashach, they should be able to hear on Purim. The passage of Spirit Zoyce says, Bechal lonu anoshim. Pick out special people. Who are these special people? The Chizkuni says, there's Makaris in the Medrash, that these were special people that were born in Adar Beis. Because Adar Beis doesn't have a mazel. Every month has a mazel. Adar Beis doesn't have a mazel. Right? People make a mistake. We say, mazel Adar Dogim. Dogim is Lashon Rabim. It's the only mazel that's Lashon Rabim. Ta'oimim is also a mazel. That's not Lashon Rabim. Twins is not a Lashon Rabim. That's what it is. Twins. Also Maznayim. Tishrei is Maznayim. Maznayim is not a Lashon Rabim. That's what a Maznayim is. But Mazal Adar Dogim, white Dogim, Mazal Adar Dog. So there are those that say, because there's two Adars, so Mazal Adar is Dogim. But there's a lot of Makaris that know, these people, Adar Sheni doesn't have a Mazal. Every month has a Mazal. Adar Sheni is Lamaylam in Amazolus. Klal Yisrael makes an Ibershon, it's a new concept, it's Lamaylam in Amazal. Yeshua ben Nun was born in Adar Beis, and all these people that were picked out for the Muhammad were born in Adar Beis. They were the ones that picked out to go fight against the Amalek. They're the Milam in Amazel. Rabbi Yonatan Ivishit is Maz Brosa, then in the Nase of Purim, Mordechai that year made an extra Adar. Haman was going to win us. It was an Adar. He worked out the Purim with the Mazolis. Oh, but he made an Adar Beis. Adar Beis is the Milam in Amazel. So that's Bechalon who Anoshim with Yeshua, that they're the ones that are the Milam in Amazel. And the Pasuk says, he feared us, he said, Simba Odni Yeshua, Timcha Zecher Amalek. What's this lashon? Simba Ozne Yeshua. Well, tell him in his ear. We came out on a paper. What Simba Ozne Yeshua? We know the famous mitzvah that he made a mistake. Ki mochi emcha es zochar amalek. He thought it's only the zcharim and he didn't kill out in the kevos. And he made a terrible mistake. He didn't realize it's mochi emcha es zecher amalek. Not zcharim of amalek, but the remembrance completely killing them out. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure there's no mistakes. Don't write it on a paper without the kudus. It might mean zcharim. Simba Ozne Yeshua emcha es zecher amalek.